Now we come to the expectation of the church, verses 25 through 33. Listen to this. Husbands, love your own wives, even as also Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Now, God never asks a woman to submit to any man that doesn't love her, and love her like this. Oh, this is Christian love on a high plane. And let's remember, we're talking to Christians now. Somebody says, my, I tell you that young people are finding out about sex, and there are these books today on marriage and all that. May I say to you, I'm a square, let me say it, though. All of that's nonsense. Only the Christian can know what real love is in marriage, because it's carried to the high plane of the relationship between Christ and the church. And it's nothing like that, my friend. Now, we're looking to the future. In order that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the laver of the water and the word, that he might himself present to himself the church glorious, having neither spot or wrinkle or any one of such things, but that she should be holy and without blemish. What a picture we have here. The past is given. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. Christ in the past died for the church. And here in verse 26, the present, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That's the reason he wants you in the word of God. That's the way he can cleanse you. The word of God is the best cleansing powder that there is today. It's better than any of these things that are advertised on radio and TV. The word of God will not only take out spots, but it'll keep you from getting spots in your life. And then the future is here, that he might present it to himself someday, a glorious church. And I am not going to take time today to go into that, because it speaks of something we're going to see when we see the church presented to Christ in the book of Revelation as a bride adorned for her husband. And that's a time when women are beautiful when they get married. I never saw an ugly woman in a marriage ceremony in my life, and I've seen quite a few of them. Now, may I say to you, a champagne supper is not what you need for your marriage. The thing you need is to be filled, both of you, filled by the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you something. You will have the greatest honeymoon that any couple ever had. These little frizzly-headed girls and boys today that are talking about sex and extramarital relationships, they don't even know what real love is. They know a whole lot about sex. But, my friend, they don't know anything at all about the beauty and the ecstasy and the sweetness of a real Christian marriage. How wonderful this is.